reading from the letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. Concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief at night. When people are saying peace and security, then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness for the day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober. For God did not destine us for wrath, but to gain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, as indeed you do. The word of the Lord. Our call is to maintain hope in the midst of the darkness. We live in a time when darkness seems all around us. It is present in the wars, the poverty and disease, the anger and intolerance that permeates our world. Paul, in this letter to the church, calls it to take responsibility for bringing the light of Christ into that darkness. He brings the meaning of the gospel story of Jesus' power to drive out the demons of darkness to his brothers and sisters, encouraging them to believe in the power of faith to light up the darkest situations, and let us find the way to goodness by following that light. He acknowledges what is the reality of our human existence. We all fall asleep in our despair at times, when the darkness takes hold and blinds us to possibilities through the power of God. That is why church, the people of God, exists, to take notice of one another when this spiritual fatigue overwhelms us and makes us close our eyes and turn away from the call that is coming through the darkness. Early in my religious life, I remember the words of my prioress encouraging us as members of a congregation to recognize that one of the great advantages of coming together was that while we would probably never be able to avoid the temptation to despair in the darkness of bad times, the odds were that we would always be able to find hopeful sisters to whom we could turn for the support and encouragement we needed to move into the light. The death of American Senator Ted Kennedy this past month and the coverage of the memorial services that were filled with the testimony of witnesses to his perseverance for the building of a better country and a better world was an example of this kind of call to help each other out of the darkness of despair. While Kennedy's words were often inspiring, the power of his life's choices in public and personal arenas and the tenacity of his commitment to his goals had an obviously positive and energizing impact on all who knew him. And as they shared their stories about his life, that hope spread even more. Our times call us to listen carefully to the words of Paul. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, as indeed you do.